Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life with your host Avik. This podcast is all about exploring the latest research, sharing personal stories and providing personal tips for improving our mental health and well-being. Each episode will be joined by experts in the field of mental health as well as individuals who have experienced the transformative power of a healthy mind firsthand. Together, we will dive into a range of topics from managing stress and anxiety to building resilience and cultivating happiness. So, join us on this journey to discover new ways to take care of our minds, bodies, and souls. And let's work together to create a healthier, happier world one episode at a time. So, let's get started. Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life. I'm your host, Avik, and today we are joined by Grant Messner. So welcome to the show, Grant.
Hey, thanks, Avik. I'm excited to be here, man.
Lovely. So Grant, like before we start our conversation, I'd love to mention this to all of our listeners that Grant is a former quant trader in the high frequency trading space, and which defied the stress and demands of his job to get in the best shape in his life. So now he is dedicated to helping others in the similar careers, like achieving their fitness goals and manage the stress effectively. So why to wait for? Let's get into this discussion today and let's hear from him. So welcome to the show again, Grant.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm looking forward to chatting, man.
Lovely. So, Grant, like, if you can share your personal journey, like from being a quant trader in a high stress environment to becoming the fitness coach that is focused on the stress management and the mental health.
Absolutely. Yeah. Happy to talk a little bit about that. Yeah. So my first job out of college, like I said, was in high frequency trading. Definitely a very demanding job, long hours. I was working 11 plus hours per day most of the time. And it wasn't just easy work where you're kind of just lollygagging, minding your own business. It's like, obviously, the market's open and you have to be reacting to events and things like that in real time. So it's a lot of, not only was it long hours, but it was very busy as well when you're at the job. I saw a lot of people around me struggle with, staying active, staying in shape, just kind of managing their fitness with the demands of the job itself. And that was honestly me too when I started the job a little bit. I definitely let things go by the wayside slightly. And I wasn't as consistent as I probably could have been. But then once I settled in and I really got a solid routine and a solid system going, it was like I was able to much more easily, stay in shape, build muscle, lose fat, and actually hit new kind of PRs on all of my lifts, from the squat, the bench, the deadlift, as well as some others. So it was really cool. And then I kind of realized, after I kind of transitioned out of that job, that I could help other people in a similar boat, right, who – there's many people out there who struggle with, finding time to work out, having a tough time managing the stresses of a busy job with their health and fitness. And I knew that from my firsthand experience that I was actually really good at that. I kind of just took that experience and I decided to turn it into a business of helping people, who are in those high stress jobs, who are looking to get in better shape. So
that's really great, I would say. Yeah. So how did you manage to stay physically active and also at the same time achieve your fitness goals while working long hours in the demanding job?
Yeah, for sure. So there's a lot that goes into it. And this is one of the things I help my clients with the most, is probably the biggest variable is planning and time management, right? If you plan things out in advance and you have a good predefined system in place, it's actually much easier to stay consistent. So some of the things that I did on the nutrition side, I would meal prep all my meals in advance, or I would just have like some frozen meals I'd have in the freezer that I could just pop in the microwave. So I get the healthy, high protein meal that would take me like, you know, less than 5 minutes to make. And that was really a game changer because, you know, oftentimes, you know, I'd be getting home at 6:30, 7 p.m. And it would just be, you know, it would be really challenging to like cook an entire meal and eat it, you know, in that short period of time that I had. And then similarly for the workouts, you know, it was a lot of kind of just finding like what's actual lifts and what actual movements to do that would be the most time efficient, right? That I would be kind of the most like bang for my buck. So with the workouts, you know, it's a lot of it's a lot of like doing compound movements, right? Because like compound movements, you're going to work multiple muscle groups at once, as opposed to like isolation movements, you're really only going to be training one muscle group at a time. Not that there's like not a place for one or the other, that one is kind of superior to the other, but from a time management perspective, right? If you want to get in and get a quick workout in and get out, right? Which was like oftentimes what I would kind of have to do. It really boiled down to kind of selecting the exercises effectively. So time management, I think, was one of the biggest ones.
Exactly. Very, very true. Yeah. So in your experience, like, what are some of the common challenges that people in busy or high stress jobs face when it comes to maintaining the healthy lifestyle?
Yeah. I think time management is the biggest one. I think it's energy is a big piece of it as well. Right. So a lot of times like people are like, oh, like, you know, I don't have the energy to work out today, or, you know, I just don't feel motivated to go and do it after a long day at work. So like there's kind of some workarounds there. Like you could do a morning workout potentially, or oftentimes like the lacking of energy, it boils down to like poor sleep habits or poor nutrition habits. And when you clean those up, it's kind of like you fix the underlying problem, and then you have much more energy throughout the day. I also think stress management is a big part of it, right? With busier jobs, especially in the finance industry, as well as other kind of similar niches, right? It's very, it's oftentimes the work can be stressful. So finding effective ways to manage stress is really important. Obviously like sleep, nutrition, and workouts are a big piece of that. But I also work with clients on things like journaling, meditation, and a few other resources to make sure that they're managing stress effectively too, because it is kind of both a physical and a mental battle at the same time with that one.
Exactly. Great. So, how do you approach integrating the fitness routines into the lives of the individuals with the demanding schedules?
Yeah, for sure. Sometimes you have to be a little creative and kind of think outside the box for things. So, you know, the ideal scenario is, right, like you can just kind of go and hit the gym a few times a week and make that work. But, you know, for some people, it's like maybe they don't have access to a gym, or like even just commuting to and from the gym takes a long time. So there are ways, like I've had clients where we've just done like body weight only workout programs, or like a band routine that they can do at home, just to make their lives a bit easier there. Sometimes it's like clients are traveling, right? And then like when you travel, it's like you have to kind of adjust to the equipment that you have. Maybe at a hotel gym, it doesn't have as much as their normal gym, or things like that. Other ways we integrate it. I mean, I think so a lot of them I already kind of touched on as far as like the nutritional approach, right? Of like, you know, meal prepping in advance, or doing like a meal delivery service, that type of a thing, to save them time there. But yeah, I think those are the biggest ones. Another thing that I've done with clients are, if they're struggling to like maybe hit their step goals, for example, have them get like a little under desk like treadmill or like bike peddler thing, so they can burn some extra calories, get some extra steps in, even when they're like sitting working at their job. So a lot of it is just kind of thinking outside the box, I would say.
Sure. Yep. So besides the exercise and the nutrition, what other lifestyle factors do you emphasize to promote overall health and resilience in your clients?
Yeah. So it's basically the way my program works. It's like we have a 5-step system. So steps 3 and 4, I think you touched on, like the exercise and the nutrition, are basically those two. The other big one is the stress management piece, right? So I think That is more like lifestyle based, I would say. Making sure their sleep habits are really good is probably the biggest one. I think people don't realize that sleep, like how big of a role it actually plays in terms of stress management. It's really, really important because sleep is what regulates like so many of your different hormones, like cortisol, like your testosterone. And it really, if you're not sleeping enough, then you're going to, your hormones are going to be imbalanced the next day. You're going to feel stressed. You're going to feel anxious. So that's really a big piece of it as well. But yeah, I mean, I am a health and fitness coach. So most of it is more fitness geared towards the workouts and the nutrition, but I also integrate stress management directly into the program, which, is kind of, what kind of makes my program a little bit different than a lot of the other ones out there. So,
Okay. So how do you tailor your coaching approach to meet the unique needs and the challenges of individuals working in different industries and professions?
Yeah, 100%. So again, yeah, it's really on a case-by-case basis. I'm trying to think of a good example here. So like, for example, like I had one client who recently he was actually coming off of Ozempic, like one of those new semi-glutide medications, and like his metabolism was actually in a really weird spot. So like what we actually had to do for him in order for him to lose weight, we actually had to increase his calories more, which is actually kind of, it sounds a little bit counterintuitive, but we increased calories and then we also increased his step count a bit, and we added one or two extra cardio days, and then all of a sudden he starts to lose weight consistently. So it's really case by case, depends on the client's needs. Like I said before, like I've had certain clients who, you know, they maybe just are really, really short on time to work out, and so we'll do things like adding in maybe just like a 30-minute walk on their lunch break, or adding in like an under desk, like little mini treadmill type of thing for them to use, or things like that. There are some clients who, you know, maybe they really enjoy working out in the mornings, but they hate working out in the evening. So it's like moving their workout schedule around so that they can do mornings as opposed to evenings. Certain clients travel a lot, like I said. So it's a matter of like kind of being creative on a moment's notice and finding workout routines that they can do from anywhere, not just when they're at home. But a lot of it is very case dependent, I would say.
That's really lovely, I would say. Yeah. So, I mean, finally, what advice would you give to the listeners who are struggling to prioritize their health and well-being in the demands of careers?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm happy to touch on that. So I think making the decision to prioritize your health, it's not just going to be, I think a lot of people think that fitness is just kind of like about vanity, right? Like where it's all just about looking good. And that's like why people go to the gym to lift. I think once you really get into it and once you start going consistently, it's like you realize it's about so much more than that, right? Like your mental health, your mental clarity, your stress, your energy, your focus, all of those things are going to improve when you get in better shape. And particularly if you're somebody who's very career driven, like that is kind of your secret weapon, right? Getting in better shape, like that is going to have a carryover to, you know, better performance at your job, more focus, right? It's going to have, if you're somebody who's very family oriented, it's going to be result in better relationship with your kids, better relationship with your spouse. So it really has like far reaching effects beyond just, like looking better. You're actually really going to feel better and perform better kind of in all areas of life. And that was what I really noticed too when I first started my fitness journey. So
exactly. Great. So thank you so much for joining us today. And it's really, really great. Like, dear listeners, I believe you have gained the valuable insights into the vital link between fitness, stress management, and the mental health. So Grant has shared invaluable wisdom on how individuals in high stress professions can prioritize their well-being and achieve the balance in their lives. So always remember that taking care of your physical health is just as important as nurturing your mental well-being. So by incorporating this regular exercise, mindful nutrition, and effective stress management techniques into your daily routine, you can definitely optimize both your physical and the mental performance. So thank you again, Grant, for sharing your expertise and inspiring us to prioritize our health despite the demands of our careers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm happy to, glad I got a chance to come on and hopefully share some knowledge that people can learn from. So
lovely, lovely. So to our listeners also, I encourage you to take the first step towards achieving the mind-body harmony today. And until next time, stay healthy, stay happy, and take care of yourselves. That's the most important thing. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Avik. I appreciate it, man.